bid you good day. Yes, we do. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen. Roberta went and I think she exited stage left, didn't she?
She did. Yeah.
That's
she
okay.
bowed and that was
because
it.
Because we've got another hot cooker here. She's a hot cooker.
Right.
And so is Chef Louis DeAngelis, who joins us in the first part of the hour. It is Palm Sunday, then it's a Good Friday, and then it's Easter, and a lot of ham and eggers want to get to work, so we'll spend some time talking about that. Later in the hour, we're going to meet Sean Bean, the actor who has played so many great roles as a good guy
yes.
and as a bad guy.
You totally recognize this guy.
Oh, absolutely. He's in the King of Thrones, but he's also in a new movie that's, I think, coming out today, that movie Mirror, Mirror, that Chuck...
Yeah, with Julia Roberts.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's later on. But right now, let's give our undivided attention to, ladies and gentlemen, Mom and Dad, great, this is the... This man is the greatest of the great. The biggest of the big. I guess I can stop there.
Right.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with everything, Jennifer, you wanted to know about ham. But...
We're afraid to ask.
Yes.
I do like ham, actually. I'm a ham fan.
Yes, you are. Well, you've come to the right place in more ways than one. Here, Chef Louis, you're working on ham for this weekend or for next weekend. Is it? I mean, Palm Sunday, do people get together in family style like they do for Easter?
No, it's Easter. It's a biggie.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I figure it's a good time to discuss what ham, what different types of ham there are, because this is the week coming up that you're going to be picking your ham dinner for you know, the ham that you're going to use for Easter dinner.
Right. So where do you go? How do you pick a ham? How does one find a good ham? All of the wisecracks from the audience.
Come to this show.
Keep it to yourself. All right. So what kind of... what is it? Really, what is a ham? Yeah, look at the various things that come off of a pig, whether it be pork roasts and pork chops and bacon, ham. Where do they come from on the pig?
Well, first of all, the word ham itself, you know, everybody has a different idea of what that means, including it was one of Noah's sons' names,
ham.
Which we all know they didn't eat ham.
No.
So... But the original
word
ham comes from Old English, and it means a hollow bend in your knee. That's the area. And it's just where a ham comes from the leg, the butt portion, the haunch of a pig.
The haunch?
Yeah, the haunch, which would include the hip, the back leg, from the hip down to the ankle, let's call it.
Really?
All right, now you have the upper portion, which is the butt portion, butt, B-U-T-T, meaning the end portion, that has... more fat in it, but it's also a huskier piece of meat, has more meat to it, has great flavor, that's the easiest one to carve because it's just got that single bone going through it.
Yeah.
So it's not a tough one to do. The bottom half is called the shank. Now the shank is a little less meat, it's a thinner cut, has less fat on it, but it actually tastes different. It's a sweeter taste. And I think that's where the old saying, closer to bone, the sweeter the meat comes from. Because as it cooks, the marrow lets loose all of that blood. I hate to put it that way, but that's what sweetens that meat as it cooks. Now, the very tip of it, which would, if you're looking at a pig's leg, if you're thinking of that, the ankle, that's the very tiniest, that's the tiniest part of that, of the leg. They cut those off in little ringlets. Because if you were to try and cook a shank ham with the all the way down to the foot, call it, or to the ankle, that part would cook up and burn while the rest of it, being so thick, would be raw. So they've cut those pieces off and they call them hocks. And that's where the ham hock comes from.
So when you're in hock, it's not the same thing.
You're up to your ankles and bills. That's all that is.
Okay. All right. Well, so that's good. That makes sense.
Yeah. But that's how that all cut. That's what the different cuts are. And then you got the forward leg, the front leg, shoulder, which is also considered a ham, but that's a picnic. I received the term picnic ham, and that's got a lot of portion meat in it. There's a lot of connective tissue, a lot of fat, the thicker skin, a bigger bone, and it's a tough one to carve. But they call it a picnic ham for a reason, because it's something that you don't mind. It's lighter. The less amount of meat is greater for a lunch. It's a luncheon piece, and you don't mind cutting a few pieces off of it. Or running through it with a good boning knife, cleaning it up, getting all the meat you can, chopping it, making ham salad. So that's your front leg. But the best portion, if you want it easy to carve, other than a boneless or a spiral cut when it's fully cooked ahead of time and cut for you, you go with the shank, with the butt portion. And you have to read the label, because the butt portion and the shank portion might say partial or half. If it's a partial, that means they've taken the thickest cuts already off of it to sell as ham steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the easiest part in the world to cut for you. That's the easiest part to carve, and that's what you'll want the most. So if you're going to buy a shank portion or a butt portion, make sure that it's the whole piece, not a portion of it.
Wow, what great advice. There you go. Now, so what do you find the most? We're talking to Chef Louis DeAngelis about hams and the different types of ham. Do you find that people want to buy it fresh, frozen, the canned hams? Remember the Hormel? I don't buy any of
those hams. Those were great.
But they always had this, they were always sort of stewing. And yeah, there was jelly.
You know what that is?
What is it?
Okay, they take all of the pieces of ham, they press it together in a mold, they put it in this can. Now, to make it so that during the transportation, you know, in the truck going to the grocery store, this ham doesn't jiggle around a whole bunch, they line the outer edge of it with gelatin.
Yeah.
That is so gross.
And that was to use, it was the dry gelatin, and that's just to keep it from jiggling around and breaking up inside. But what happens is it's cooked in that can, the juices come out of the meat, they mix with the gelatin, and they made a ham jello out of it. And they've kept it ever since.
Yeah.
All that is edible styrofoam peanuts in a packing case. That's all that ends up being.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because these days, we're more conscious of the sorts of things that are surrounding the meat or are in the meat and that sort of thing. What people don't remember or don't know or don't acknowledge or don't even think about is that this stuff is all cooked. When you get a can of peas, when you get a can of beans, whatever comes in a can these days, it's put into the can and then it's cooked. Hams the same way. It's not cooked outside and put into the can. It's put in. That's why buying stuff in a can is so bad for you, because there's lead in much of that tin that the cans are made of, and that stuff leaches out of the can and into the food. So yum yum, you're eating tin cans when you have your baked beans.
Yeah, absolutely a problem.
Yum.
And you know, you brought up something interesting too. You were saying as far as the hams being fully cooked, a lot of the ones that are just wrapped in plastic are fully cooked.
Yeah.
You know, when they cure them, they cook them.
Yeah.
So you got to look at that on the label too, see if it's a fully cooked ham, which means you only have to warm it up to 140, 150 degrees, or if it's a partially cooked ham. You know, that means that the thing has only been cooked to 130, so you got to cook that a little longer, or an uncooked or uncured ham that you mentioned. You know, that fresh ham. A fresh ham, when you cook it, is going to taste like loin meat or a pork chop. It's not going to taste like what we think of as ham, that salty, biting flavor. There's a whole different world in uncooked ham. And a lot of people have done that by mistake. They see this big ham, and they say, oh, an uncooked ham, I'll buy this, or it's fresh ham. And it ends up, they put the brown sugar on it, they put pineapple on it, and it just tastes like a pork chop. It tastes like that holiday ham that you're used to.
And pork chops, I always remembered being fairly good if you get a good lean cut. So there's Chef Louis. We're talking about the ham and other things that come from pork, and this is the kind of meal you want to have for Easter. Food for thought on Good Day at 15 past the hour.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential, and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now, 800-294-4119 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Ham.
Oh my God, you know the world is great.
Ham.
What is
the
song?
Who knows? It's Chef Louis DeAngelis who's with us here on Good Day. Jennifer, who's a good cook. Doug, who doesn't eat ham, although every once in a while. Canadian bacon. I forgot to ask you about that. What's the difference between Canadian bacon? Why do they call it Canadian bacon?
Well, our bacon, American bacon, comes from, you know, it's a pork belly. And Canadian bacon is a loin bacon.
Yeah.
And why they call it bacon is beyond me.
It's kind of like ham, isn't it, since it's a loin?
It is. It's a loin, and it's cured that way, and it's their idea of bacon.
All right, so what do you suggest? If people go out and buy a ham this weekend, should they put it, they marinate it or put it someplace where it'll sort of cook in its own juices until next weekend?
Well, the best thing to do, first of all, is figure out how many guests you're going to have. And that's going to tell you how big a ham you're going to need. You know, if you're going to have 10 people at the table, you figure you're going to need at least a 5-pound ham. Because, you know, an average between a butt or a shank is going to be a half to three-quarters of a pound per person. So, number one, you got to go with the size of the ham. Number two, look at what kind of prep time it's going to take. And like you said, you know, do you need to marinate it? Well, let me tell you something. If you buy a country-style ham, which is a dry-cured ham, and Jennifer, you know what I'm talking about. These things are hard as a rock and dry as a bone. And they're salty. You got to soak it. You better have 2-3 days ahead of time before you start cooking it because you need to soak it. And so if it's a wet cured, which most of the hams we buy are wet cured, all it takes is a couple of hours to heat it, and that's it, and there's nothing to it. But while you're looking at your hams to pick, okay, on all of them, make sure that if it's a ham, it's gray, pink in color, it's firm, good texture to it.
Right. And the sounds like a reasonable description for a date. 21 after. Thanks, Louie.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's always a great moment in radio history as you bring up some of these themes, the great themes from the great television shows, and who hasn't been around for more than, 30 years? You'd certainly instantly recognize this theme, Jennifer, right? In your 30s?
No.
Really?
It sounds familiar, but I'm not sure what it is.
Wow, it's the theme from L.A. Law.
Yeah, no. Ooh. See, I think that was
really?
Lost on me.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. I'm surprised. Anyway, Leland McKenzie was played by Richard Dysart, and his birthday is today. Happy birthday to him. He has been a character actor. He was in Wall Street, Back to the Future 3, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, Day of the Locust, Pale Rider, Terminal Man, Wall Street. Been in lots and lots and lots of movies and television programs. Born this day, 1929, so he's 83 today. Happy birthday to him. And somebody close to him in age, only a year off, John Astin. Born this date, 1930.
Oh, I know.
The Addams Family. That's the same era, by the way, as L.A. Law. Gomez was the character's name. Two D's in Adams. He was, also in The Pruitts of Southampton, Operation Petticoat, Night Court, I'm Dickens, He's Fenster, Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., National Lampoon's European Vacation, married to Patty Duke for a long time.
Yeah, is he the dad of
best known. Yes.
Sean Austin?
He is. Sean, is it Sean Austin?
Yeah, it is. Astin, whatever.
Sean Astin, that's it. Mm-hmm. Right, his dad. He was in 20, he's been a lot of things. Okay, we have Warren Beatty. Henry Warren Beatty is his real name. He has all kinds of credits to his name. Bonnie and Clyde, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, The Parallax,
Madonna,
Shampoon, Heaven Can Wait, Dick Tracy, Bulworth, Town and Country. Was an Academy Award-winning director for Reds in 81. Directed Heaven Can Wait. Got an Academy Award in 2000 for his work. His collective works, I guess. Married to...
Annette Bening.
Annette Bening, thank you. Got it. Let's see here. Next up is Graham Edge, who's the drummer for the Moody's.
The Moody Blues.
Born this date, 1941. Responsible for writing Nights in White Satin, that's one of their signature songs. He's a short guy, a lot of fun. He has fun with the two remaining members of the group, Justin Hayward, the founding main member, and John Graham. John Graham? No, not John Graham. What's John's name? Isn't that awful? I can't remember his name, the guitarist. The two, he and Justin have been friends since they were in high school together. They formed...
I know that I'm going to get shot for saying this, but yeah. He sounds like Ricky Martin.
Who does?
This guy's voice sounds like Ricky Martin.
This is Justin Hayward, really?
I swear he sounds like Ricky Martin.
I'll tell him you said that. All right, so they're touring, as I said earlier today. The Moody's are up on the stage from Washington all through Pennsylvania, New England, New York over the next month or so. Just a singer. Lodge, that's it. Thank you, Michael. John Lodge. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. All right, Eric Clapton's birthday is today. This is a terrible representation of his work. My God, there's so many things he's done. Tears from Heaven is one of my favorites, I think.
Yeah, that's a great one.
But he wrote this, Lay Down Sally, Promises I Can't Stand Her. Wonderful. Tonight's another great song from him. He started the Yardbirds with a couple of other guys for Your Love. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody remembers? He's 67, born in the state in 1945. Basketball player Jerry Lucas's birthday is today. He is 72, if you can believe that. Paul Reiser, who played Paul on Mad About You, is 55 today. Probably his best known work, I'm guessing. Let me see, where do we go? From MC Hammer, his birthday is today.
Can't touch it.
Can't touch it. Yeah, Tracy Chapman. Born in the state 1964. Happy birthday also to Ian Zwirlin, Steve in Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah.
A girl's search for her mother and the grown-ups who help her along the way. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-ups.
I know where your birth mother is. I saw her not long ago. If she did get that education and she does have that career, finally home after all that running.
Jasmine Guy plays a nurse who was present at the birth of young Hannah, played by Rachel Hendricks, in October Baby, a thoughtful new movie from Samuel Goldwyn Films. Like many adoptees, Hannah struggles with feelings of abandonment, but her sense of rejection is magnified because at age 19, she also learns she was born prematurely, the result of a botched abortion. With a bunch of friends, Hannah sets out to find her birth mother, and along the way she roots out essential information from a helpful police officer, and from that nurse, played with warm intensity by Jasmine Guy, best known as the star of Bill Cosby's 1990 sitcom, Another World. Dead set against Hannah's quest is her dad, played by Smallville co-star and former Duke of Hazzard, John Schneider, who's also not fond of the friend she's going with.
Remember Hannah?
Yeah, the spaz?
Yeah, that's her dad.
Who are you?
B-Mac, his cousin. And, you know, I'm driving them to their thing.
I'm sorry, what did you say your name was again?
B-Mac.
No, your name, your real name, your actual name.
I go by B-Mac. I mean, seriously.
Performances aside, October Baby is noteworthy in that it tells its compelling story without preaching to either side of the abortion issue. It's a film without villains, says Sherry Rigby, who plays the woman who gave birth to Hannah.
I think that what's so great about October Baby is that you do put your political talking points aside and you come in and you get so involved in the characters and you fall in love with them and the story and you're laughing and you're crying and you go through all these different emotions. And then what happens is it's not pointing fingers. It's
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us in a few minutes is Sean Bean, who is very versatile.
No relation to refried, by the way.
No, right, exactly. Especially with a ham and egg we just had on the air. All right, so he's got an interesting resume.
Yeah.
He was the bad guy in one of the National Treasure movies. I think it was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but he was really a bad guy in Patriot Games. I mean, really. He played the pilot on the movie with, isn't that awful word? Great actress, one of our favorite actresses. And my God, am I ashamed of myself for not remembering her name. She started as a young... a child actress. She's gay.
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster. Thank you.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Right. But very. That's
Do
only.
I get a
and
Doug
I'm sorry
Devin
to
hat.
To dry. You know, to put her that. You know, to remember that and not remember her name is a crime against humanity. So I apologize. Video of the day today, Jennifer, at DougSteffen.com. Mm-hmm. Have you ever wondered what not to do on a treadmill?
Have you ever wondered what not to do?
If you check out today's video at DougSteffen.com, it compiles about a dozen clips of people who are treadmill challenged.
You know what? You really need to pay attention when you're running on the treadmill. Bad things can happen.
Yeah, and they're pretty well, that story is pretty well supported there. If you check it out at DougSteffen.com, along with all the great stories, the people behind the people, we have a lot of good information. Just it'll help you, and you'll have fun with the info as well. The story today that I found most interesting, that we haven't spent much time on, is the decision by Best Buy to downsize. They saw last Christmas, the fourth quarter is supposed to be the best for a store like that, right?
Yeah, the Christmas holiday time.
You'd think they were an airline. They lost $1.5 billion in the fourth quarter of last year.
If so they lost $500 million more, they could have bought the Dodgers.
Yeah, right. They're going to close 50 of their stores in the next few months and lay off about 1,500 workers. So not great for those. Well, there are a lot of those stores around. And didn't their biggest competitor go out of business a couple of years ago? That's got to be a tough
Circuit
business.
City Circuit went out of business. Yeah. Yep.
The people are buying that sort of thing online, I think, aren't they? A lot?
Yeah, you can get a lot of that stuff online. And, you know, it's not like fashion. You don't have to try it on.
No.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't mind going to Best Buy, but I will tell you, are Fry's a national chain?
No, West Coast. They do an excellent job. What a great store.
Oh, see, now I go in there I have a mental breakdown because I don't know what everything.
Stuff.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff, and I don't know what any of it does.
I love Fry's. Fry's is a great place, but it's a West Coast store.
Okay.
Great, great stuff, yeah. All right, Sean Bean will join us in a moment here on Good Day. It's 23 before the hour.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
All right, so as I was saying a moment ago when I was trying to work my way through Sean Bean's history, you were, I'm not going to say you, because, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Bean is with
Yay!
Us here on the Good
Hello.
Day program.
Hiya.
Yeah, we are well. We were going through a little of your history, and
yeah.
I remembered you, and I was thinking this earlier this morning as I knew you were going to be on, how really well you play really good guys and how really well you play really bad guys.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, when you were in Patriot games, would you say were you really hitting your stride with the advent of that movie, do you think?
Yes, it was a kind of big break for me, that role, you know, and with Harrison Ford and a big film, and it was a great part to play. You know, I relished, you know, the idea of playing this guy who was menacing, and it was a wonderful experience, and it, you know, opened a few doors for me. So that was a fantastic experience in my life.
I would bet it did. In terms of the roles that you decide to take, you're in the movie that's coming out today, Mirror, Mirror, with Julia Roberts, and I wouldn't have expected you'd be in that movie, but you are as the one of the main players in Game of Thrones, which is a fascinating thing on HBO. But then I look back, you were the captain of that airliner in the Jodie Foster movie, and I don't remember what the name of the movie was, I just remember
it.
Flight plan, exactly.
That's it. There you go.
Pilot, yeah.
Why did you decide to do that? To take that role?
I just thought it was an interesting story, and you know, and it was good working with Jodie Foster, and you know, and it's quite a bright young director. It was in L.A. We were actually filming, you know, right in the middle of L.A. And it was a good role, and you know, it's just another kind of stepping stone, I suppose. You know, it's important to keep a presence, and you know, in the States, and that's I enjoy working over there. You know,
where do you live most of the time, Sean?
I'm just in my house now. I'm in London.
Yeah.
So that's where I live most of the time. I've got a little place where I was born and brought up, and I was in Sheffield in Yorkshire. I've got a little cottage up there. But my main place is down here in London, you know. It's where the work is, and, you know, I do voiceovers and things like that. And
right.
Got the kids down here, you know.
Do you have a hard time? London is my favorite city in the world. My daughter went to Oxford. I have, in the last 40 years, spent a lot of time in England. Mm-hmm. London's my favorite city.
And
I wonder how it is for you, a well-known... Eric Geller is a great friend of mine, and when we go wandering around the streets, people will... They won't attack him, but they want to talk to him. It's different than being... I live in Los Angeles some of the time, and it's harder sort of there when you're well-known to be left alone. How does it work for you in London?
It depends where you go, really. It depends what time of the day it is and where you are. And you know, but I mean, if you go into a big shopping centre, that's a big shopping mall. You know, that's a little bit, you know, sometimes you get a bit of attention.
Right.
And, you know, for most people, I kind of stay local and, you know, eat in restaurants or go to pubs around here. That, and people know me and it's no big deal anymore, you know. So, but, you know, you do get recognition and it's always, you know, I've always found it to be, you know, positive kind of response I get from people. So that's good, you know.
Well, but you're a good actor and that would make sense. Tell us about... First, let's spend a minute on Mirror, Mirror before we go to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm excited about this movie. There's been this huge shift towards fairy tale type movies and TV shows now.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I suppose it's like fantasy. It's getting away from things. Maybe it's getting away from the everyday life and the crisis of life, the financial crisis and whatever. And maybe people just want to, go into another world. But it's like, in the wartime, people wanted to, there was a kind of a rise in fantasy films and people, I suppose people just want to get away. I mean, I saw Snow White at the cinema when I was really young and it was a cartoon and it was fantastic. And so I think that it's always, something like that has always got that, kind of prestige. And, it's brilliant.
Julia Roberts said in an interview this week she likes to scare her children. Sort of out of the context of this Mirror movie. What are your children like? What's your life like at home?
It's good, yeah. I've got three girls, so they look after me. Bring me breakfast up in bed and stuff sometimes. But, it's good, and pop in and out and stuff. One's quite, she's going to be a teacher, hopefully, later on this year. She's 24, so.
Wow.
And the little one, which she wants, Molly, she wants to be an actress. and I've got another one, and I don't know what she's going to be. She's 13. But it's nice, it's nice, relaxed, and, nice place to be.
Fathers and their daughters, it's an amazing thing. The father relationship with the daughters.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wonder what it's like to have a boy. It would be great. But they are great, I mean, I love them to death, obviously.
All right, let's talk about Game of Thrones. It starts again, a new season on the 1st, which is Sunday. I'm wondering how you, this role is a very, people say that cornball, guys say it's a meaty role. I couldn't quite figure out at first when I was watching it what your relationship was. I mean, it was friendly, but maybe not so with the first king who's now gone, right? Isn't his son sort of taking over?
My friend in is the king. Mark Paddy played him. I was. He was the only person I trusted. And I was Ned Stark, and the king. I was the only man the king trusted. And they could just continue to sort of knock off all these people that they didn't want. These kind of very insidious people down the south of the country. And, it's full of kind of, backstabbing and sinister characters.
Literally backstabbing. It's not just that. It's literally backstabbing.
Well, they are, it's sort of poisonous, but it's something that's what makes it so watchable,
Right.
You love these characters. You get to know them and what they do.
It's something, it's not a show that you could put on regular television. The blonde who had the baby with, I forget the husband's name, the guy that played.
She's... The Carly one. Yeah.
Very interesting characters, though, this. It's pretty intense, but you do a good job as you do in all these things. I don't say that because I'm trying to blow smoke in your ear. I think you're one of those actors around today that everybody knows and everybody appreciates. When you hear Sean Bean, I knew him. He was in. You were sort of a moderate bad guy in the National Treasure flick. And,
I've been lucky. I've been fortunate, and I've been able to kind of pick and choose, I've been a little bit more selective recently. And that's great, to be able to just trying to keep doing quality work,
Well, that's the idea.
I've had a good run so far.
That's why people wish you good luck in whatever it is that you do. Thank you for chatting with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah, take good care. Sean Bean here with us from Mirror, Mirror, which is out now, and Game of Thrones, which has been Institute. Really
big weekend for him, huh?
that's intense stuff, though. That game of wearing all that
it
stuff.
Is.
I was going to ask about that. I know he had to go away. Wearing the kinds of garb that they do in those circumstances, that is really...
That's just an intense, raw, emotional show,
yeah,
too.
Right.
So not just the armor, but it must be, you know, you have to get yourself in that mindset to go to work every day.
And so everybody understands, when we have conversations now, he said he was at his home in London.
Mm-hmm.
What happens, the publicists who are responsible, he'll be on a few radio programs this morning, and he'll do television during the day today, and they all set up. It's easier for television because of the satellite link. You can't really do that easily with a phone hookup. So he ended up being, I'm sure, he's going through some hookup in London to New York to us. And so that's why it's not. But, I mean, you still get the essence. You knew who he was. As soon as you hear his voice, you recognize it. And
does he have that great, gosh, that accent.
Yeah.
So
but
good.
But he really does. I think he's one of those people. He can help open a movie. And he does have the presence to be a really good guy or a really good bad guy. And I think that's what people know him for. The summer is going to be here before you know it. Weather is getting great. How are you looking? Are you pleased with the way you look, or do you need to do what most people do and at this time of year, and that is get on a diet, lose some weight? You want to lose some pounds in the first week or 10 days? I guarantee that'll happen when you start taking TH-121, the world's finest antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula. It's a real breakthrough. It supplies vital antioxidants and anti-aging factors like extracts of green tea and pomegranate and blueberry and hyaluronic acid. Vitamin C is in here. It's a very healthy way for you to shed those pounds. Lose the weight? Guaranteed. Here's what happens. When you call 800-525-2710, you will get a 30-day supply of TH-121 when you buy a one-month supply. So you get 2 months for the price of one. Get on it. Take 2 capsules in the morning, another one during the day, and you will shake your booty, shake that weight. How do you like that, Jennifer?
800-525-2710.
Call them now. Lose the weight. Help yourself to health. 800-525-2710.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
A tip of the hat to all those of you who are great listeners and fans, thank you. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's a question so many of us are pondering today. What would we do with $540 million? I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. More than half a billion dollars. It's a record lottery jackpot for the U.S. It's Mega Millions, played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, let's say you live in the other eight states, or Puerto Rico, or American Samoa. Well, if you want to get in on the action, you might want to give a friend or relative a call who does live in a Mega Millions location, and do it today. Because the drawing is tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern. Maryland is a Mega Millions state. Carol Everett is with the Maryland Lottery.
We have never seen anything at this level. In fact, it's the largest jackpot in the world. There's been no other jackpots anywhere that have come this close. So we are extremely excited here in Maryland.
And Carol points out the key word here is fun.
Have fun. Get a couple of tickets. Don't use this as an investment. It's an exciting, fun opportunity to dream about what you could do with all that money. But, of course, it's meant to be fun.
And Carol points out, if the jackpot winner is in Maryland, the state gets a portion in tax revenue, which is the case for any of the places where Mega Millions is played. Retailers also get a cut of the action. And that's why this woman, Cheryl Graham of Atlanta, is wondering why the store where she waited for hours to get a ticket closed at 8 p.m. last night, leaving Cheryl out in the cold without a ticket.
Then there are hours. Why can't they be open later? Obviously, they make money, too, when they sell lottery tickets. So why wouldn't you want as many people as you can get in here? Stay until midnight, at least.
She makes sense. As for choosing which numbers to play versus having the computer do it for you with the so-called quick pick, Lloyd Strayhorn is author of a book called Numbers and You. He says the numbers experts don't have any kind of edge.
I've never, ever met a numerologist or anybody supposedly in the field of numbers to walk away with the big one.
And that is a very good point, which goes for psychics as well. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny. in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
On Wall Street, it was a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow ended up 20 points higher at 13,146. S&P fell 2. NASDAQ dropped 10. Oil prices down $2.63 a barrel, finishing up at $102.78. Republican presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich denying he made a deal with rival Mitt Romney during a recent secret meeting. According to the Washington Times, the meeting took place at Romney's hotel in New Orleans just before the recent Louisiana primary. Former House Speaker Gingrich saying he has not been offered a role in Romney's possible presidential administration. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney picked up an endorsement yesterday. See if you can guess who this voice belongs to.
He's a good man. He'll make a great president. And we just wish him well.
Yes, it sounds a little like Dana Carvey, but it happens to be former President George H.W. Bush. He and Romney appeared together yesterday in Houston. And finally, just a few more words about Mega Millions. As we told you at the top, the jackpot, $540 million for tonight's drawing, largest jackpot in U.S. history. Let's hear from a few dreamers as to what they would do with that mountain of cash. Go ahead.
I have three kids, so I have to really send them to college.
Sending them to college. Hey, for a $500 million, you could buy a six-pack of colleges. All right. How about you, sir? If you win, what would you do? How would your life change?
I'd probably live the way I do. I live a reasonably comfortable life, so I'm not wanting for anything.
All right. I'll tell you what. If you win and you're not wanting for anything, I'll do you a favor and take it off your hands. Anybody else have anything to say? How about this Las Vegas resident?
I'm going
to
pay off bills like everybody else, and I'm going to pay my house off and say goodbye to Bank of America.
We hear you, and we need one more comment to wrap it all up. What about you? Are you all in for tonight?
You don't play, you don't get paid.
If you don't play, you don't get paid. His version of you got to be in it to win it. Good luck to everybody playing Mega Millions tonight. May you all hit the Mega Ball for $2 while yours truly matches all of the numbers. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last. For years.